Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. This hour we have MMA royalty in the house, Double M, I call him, Mark Munoz. Of course, I'm talking about the Filipino wrecking machine, not the Philippine wrecking machine, the Filipino wrecking machine. So you're involved in all these different charities. I mean, you know, I look around and you're a busy guy. You've got something coming up in January in San Francisco. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so what I have going on is a fundraising seminar. So I'm just basically using my talents, gifts, and abilities to be able to give back to the country that it all started for me, the Philippines. They got hit by a huge storm there. And
I got to ask you one question. Do you believe in global warming?
You know what? With a lot of things that are happening, yes, I'm starting to believe it a little bit.
Scientists believe in global warming. Yeah. Right-wing conservatives think we're crazy.
Yeah.
Global warming. Go on. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But the Philippines got hit by a huge storm, and it's affected the country greatly.
Ripped a hole right through it, right?
Right through, yeah. And so there's tens of thousands of people that are displaced. There's thousands of people, 6,000 people that are found, dead.
Yeah.
And, they're just trying to rebuild their lives right now. And so
how do you rebuild your life when your house has been torn down and your city has been leveled?
Yeah. And sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. And that's what they're doing. Some people are just living out in the open, and people are just making some shelter for themselves. It's crazy, so.
I mean, because I've been to Manila once, and I found it very hot. It sort of reminded me a lot of Cartagena, Colombia, very sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
Houston, Texas,
same
places
thing.
Like that. I mean, just,
same thing.
And you know what? And Mark, here's what's up. I left the Hilton looking cool. I mean, I had like a pink shirt on and a nice black suit and the whole nine yards, right? And I could feel the perspiration building underneath my arms. You know what I'm saying? I'm going, oh, man. And I was glad that I didn't have a light-colored suit on because if I'd have raised my arms on the TV show, guess what? Pedro's got sweat spots.
It's the same climate over there, man. It's hot. I mean, once you walk out the door, I mean, it attacks you. It slaps you right in the face, and you start sweating instantly.
Okay, so tell me about this January 11th thing. You're going in Treasure Island. I fought on Treasure Island about, I don't know, I'm giving away my age again, a long time ago, but... Treasure Island is in the middle of San Francisco, the San Francisco Bay.
Yep.
There's Oakland on one side, and then you've got San Francisco on the other, and right in the middle is Treasure Island or Yerba Buena Island. So tell me about Treasure Island and this gig you're doing.
Yeah, so I'll be holding a seminar. It's a two-part seminar. One's going to be for MMA. The other's going to be for pure wrestling. So the day includes two training sessions and a meet and greet with myself. There'll also be an after party later on. And so 100% of the proceeds is going to go to the relief in the Philippines.
Is there relief getting to the Philippines?
Yes, there is actually.
Where's it coming from?
There's different organizations. There's
Red Cross,
Philippines Red Cross.
Is Red Cross still number one?
Yes. There's organizations like UNICEF that are pretty high there as well. There's the two that just come to mind right now is UNICEF and Red Cross, But there's definitely a lot of relief there. I mean, the United States is there right now. The USA is there helping them out. There's other countries that are helping out too. So, there's 16 million people affected by the storm. I mean, when you talk about millions, it's crazy. And so, with 4 million have been displaced from their homes, including more than 94,000 living in 385 evacuation centers. I mean, it's the devastation there is amazing.
So, well, we're talking about a country that was poor to begin with, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so how do you get any poorer than poor?
Yeah, I mean, when...
I mean, how do you... I mean, what, the poor is here. How do you get below poor?
Hey, when the storm hits, right? I mean, that's... They didn't have nothing to begin with, and now they're having to rebuild what they didn't have in the first place. I mean, it's... kind of unheard of, right? So, yeah, I don't know, man. I'm just trying to help. I'm just trying to do all that I can.
Is there any organized MMA in the Philippines?
Actually, there is. There is. There's actually two organizations that I know of right now. One FC is actually the biggest Asian mixed martial arts promotion in Asia. And then there's PXC, which they are pretty much in the Philippines, Guam, and Hawaii mostly.
Who's the best fighter pound for pound in the world of mixed martial arts right now? Mark Munoz is our guest, folks.
The best pound for pound fighter, I would say, is Jose Aldo. I'd say
Jose Aldo.
Jose Aldo. Yeah.
Okay. What about?
It was Anderson Silva. It was.
Yeah. Anderson Silva, he ran into the same guy that you ran into, and Chris Weidman. Weidman's a beast, huh?
Yeah, Weidman's a beast, man. He's good. He just climbed to the top quickly.
Quickly.
And for me, I want a rematch, and I want to fight him. I want to show
that's
the
your
world.
Goal?
That's my goal. I want to get my hands on him, man. I really do.
All right. So we look at GSP now, the retirement of George St. Pierre.
Yep.
I thought it was I saw it coming because I thought he got licked by Johnny Hendricks. Okay, I really did. And Dana White came out and said he only won one round. I mean, when the president of the company comes out in the paper and says, look, the guy only won one round.
Yeah.
So in other words, he's sort of like trying to tell you go away. And I think GSP went away.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, GSP, he's done. If you look at his career, he's been at the top. He's been at the pinnacle for how many years now? About 4 or 5 years now. I mean, he's been fighting for a very long time. And to be able to carry the organization on your back for that long, I mean, guy's tired a little bit. A
lot of weight.
He said, yeah, there's a lot of weight. And so he was like, hey, I need to take a break. And all of a sudden he's like, oh, I'm retiring from the sport. You know, for him to do that at the top, I mean, there's a lot of people that dream about doing that. You know, there's a lot of people that would love to be at the top and retire.
Everybody. I would like to retire champion.
For sure. For sure. And so he's doing it. And he's smart. He actually places his money and invests his money wisely. And he can do it.
Okay.
You know, so I'd love to do that, too.
So outside of this being your homeland, January 11th is Treasure Island event. I mean, the Philippines.
Yeah.
You're getting into the community as far as the Southern California kids are concerned. You're allowing disadvantaged kids into your gym. I think you deserve accolades, man. Is anybody patting you on the back and saying, you know, you're doing a damn pretty good job here?
You know what, man? I'm paying it forward because, you know, for me, I'm a product of, you know, the free training of police activities, people giving to the community, and I'm a product of that. Back in Vallejo when I was growing up, it was pretty tough. You know, how I grew up. And, you know, the reason why I got into wrestling was because I got jumped. And when getting jumped, I got held down and beat down. And I couldn't believe this was happening to me. Then I got introduced to the sport of wrestling, which I thought would help me defend myself. And then, you know, there was different programs that allowed me to wrestle without, you know, giving a single penny to them. And there I just learned how to be able to, you know, developed a skill, and that skill ended up taking me to college. And then that, you know, after college, I ended up coaching in that skill and then got introduced to mixed martial arts, and the rest is history. Now I'm one of the top fighters in the world doing what I love to do and showing kids and teaching them how to wrestle. And, you know, I'm definitely paying it forward now because for me, I want to give back to the community as the community gave back to me.
Okay, so I need some information on websites and that kind of stuff. You got to lay it out for my listeners here. Come on.
Yeah, so you can go to markmunozmma.com and learn about the seminar that's going to happen July 11th.
Markmunoz.com, pretty commonly spelled there, folks.
Yeah, markmunozmma.com. And you could sign up there. You can actually come to the event center July 11th, Treasure Island event venue. And you could register there as well, but I'd like to have a number count just so that we can have T-shirts and stuff available for those that actually come and take the seminar. So, so make sure you do that. So everything is on the website, markmunozmma.com.
Markmunozmma.com. Mark Munoz is our guest, folks, the esteemed MMA fighter that he is. Now, when do you fight again?
You know what? Everybody's booked or injured in the top 10. And I'm talking to Joe Silva, the matchmaker. And he's like, hey, Mark, nothing makes sense for you right now, but be ready and make sure you're in shape to step in if somebody gets injured. And that's what happened to my last fight. You know, I was fighting Michael Bisping. He gets injured, and in comes Lyoto Machida, who I trained with. And it was just beyond me where we were just sharing secrets together, and all of a sudden he trained. So it can happen just like in a blink of an eye, you can be fighting, you know, within 2 weeks. So I'm staying ready. Staying active and just training.
It's called MarkMunozMMA.com. Let me spell that for you folks out there in Mississippi. MarkMunozMMA.com. Got
Correct.
That, folks?
Correct.
MarkMunozMMA.com. Mark, I want to thank you for spending some time with us. Yeah. I know you just got into town. You're back home, though.
That's right. I'm back in the Bay, man. I love it.
Back in the Bay. So what, are you going to go and visit some people in Vallejo?
Yep. I'm going to visit my family, visit my mom and my dad, my sister, my cousins, my uncles, aunts, and just enjoy some Filipino home cooking.
I love Filipino menu, though.
Oh,
you know,
so
with the chicken instead of that, the Mexicans make it with like tripe, some stomach lining or something like that. Yeah. Y'all nasty, man. But the Filipinos got it down. Mark Munoz, thank you so much for your time. God bless you, man. If you need anything,
you
come back and see Pedro.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Pedro.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the American Forces Network, and the iHeartRadio Network.